Hey, Renter Tires, it's Adam Schrader here, and it is time for another episode of our podcast. Today, if you've listened to our recent podcast, you've heard us talk about our new construction in Alabama and some of the opportunities that are available there. One of them is the no money down option. And so what we're going to do today is Zach is actually going to take you through and show you exactly how it would work. I know we discussed it a little bit on the episode with the team, but it makes it a whole lot of sense to break it down a little bit more and go way more in depth. So today, that's what we're going to do. Hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Rent to Retirement Podcast, your resource for passive real estate investing and retirement strategies. If you're new to real estate or planning your financial future, you're in the right place. Join us at renttoretirement.com to find your path to financial freedom and an easy, carefree retirement. Enjoy the show.
What's up, Rent to Retirement community? This is Zach Leemaster, founder and owner of Rent to Retirement. I'm here to introduce a new loan product that one of our local credit unions just made available to investors, and this can be a game changer. This is a loan product that I have never seen before in my experience investing, at least not to this degree. But essentially, this is a 100% finance loan, meaning no money down. This product can be unique for people that are looking to scale and diversify their portfolio quickly and really own more real estate sooner, which we all know has a compounding effect over time. The longer you own real estate, this is a product that you need to be fully aware of how it works. And that's what this video is for, is to go through some numbers so you fully understand what this loan product is and who should be thinking about using it. This is something I'm personally doing, but is this right for everyone? You know, maybe, maybe not. It just depends on your investment goals and criteria. But let's take some time to actually dive in to go through like what this loan product is and how this works, because we all know that capital is the most limiting factor to allow us to scale our portfolio. Often, you know, you use your down payment to buy a few rental properties, and then it takes time to save up your down payment for the next property. So anytime you can be a creative investor and use some of these creative financing options to scale your portfolio quickly, this will allow you to accomplish your goals. You just need to fully understand how to run the numbers and what a 100% finance loan looks like. Because with most properties, when you have 100% debt on them, you're not putting any money down, they're probably going to be break even or negative cash flow to some degree, which is okay. Especially if you're not putting any money down, you just need to understand what reserves you need to support the negative cash flow. And why would you put 100% financing on a property? You still have the appreciation, the debt reduction, the tax benefits and depreciation. All these things are combining collectively to still grow your net worth, even though you're technically negative cash flow for the first few years. Now, rents go up year after year, and you could factor that in. But let's actually go through some examples to show you how this type of loan product might be beneficial for you in growing your portfolio. And this is a new product that we've just been made aware of. It's exciting to learn about, but this is probably not going to be something that is going to be available forever. We know that there's limited inventory that this is available on. So if this is something that you think is attractive and meets your investment goals, timing would probably be important to pay attention to and do something sooner rather than later, because this product could hit its capacity, a threshold for lending, and it could disappear at any point in time. All right, let's go through a property example. Okay, everyone, let's go through a specific property example so you can fully conceptualize the numbers and how this loan product would work. So we're going to be looking at some Alabama new construction. This loan product, which is a 100% finance loan, meaning you have no money down, it is what we call a portfolio loan, meaning that it is underwritten and held within a local bank. It's not a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac conventional loan. It's not sold, you know, on the market to other lenders. Basically, the credit union that is offering this 100% finance product now, newly, recently to investors, it's a product that they are underwriting and holding in-house, which means they can come up with their own terms on the loan. It is a 30-year fixed loan. They will give you 5 of them per investor. If you and your spouse or investing partner want to do these separately, each of you could have 5 of them at once, but you're limited to 5, at least with this credit union. And we're not aware of any other credit unions or banks offering this type of product. You need 740 credit minimum to qualify for 100% financing. If you have less than 740 credit, you will still qualify for this loan. You'll be required to put some sort of money down. But the underwriting is going to be very similar to what a conventional loan product would be like. You know, they're going to look at your overall financing scenario, look at your debt to income and things like this. And they are offering these on new construction properties. in Alabama. So that's the example that we're going to go through here and kind of look at least to know, like, when does this product make sense? And is this even a realistic option for you based on your goals? The loan is a 10-year term, which means it's amortized over 30 years based on the payments, principal and interest, and the loan is due in 10 years. So after 10 years, you either have to refi this loan, which you likely will refi earlier anyways, since interest rates are high right now. We anticipate them to come down. Just know that it's a fixed loan, amortized over 30 years with a 10-year term. So you got to pay that loan off or sell the property or refinance it within 10 years. Plenty of time to build equity. So this is the property that we're going to be looking at and basically comparing if you have the capital to put down on, say, one of these properties with a normal conventional loan, doesn't make sense to put your $74,000 down to buy one of these houses, or maybe actually keep this in reserve and don't put any money down and buy five houses, or, you know, one through five with no money down, keeping this money in reserve to grow your portfolio quicker, and what those numbers look like. There's some additional seller incentives on these properties, at least throughout the next 3 to 4 weeks. So again, timing is crucial on this because there is limited inventory. The seller, the builder, will pay up to 3% closing cost. Anyone coming through the rent to retirement network, which they will not do elsewhere. So this is a benefit to you being part of our community. At 3% on a $300,000 house, you know, that's basically $10,000 of closing costs that they will cover, which will pretty much remove all of your closing costs with any loan scenario. Or you can use that $10,000 to buy your rate down, which would make a significant difference in rate buy down. Most banks limit this to 2%. Again, using these local credit unions, we've basically negotiated for them to increase that amount for you. You have a lot of incentives here, likely not paying any closing costs at all or very minimal. And if you wanted to apply that to your interest rate instead, you certainly could do that. So these are the type of new construction properties that we're looking at. They're, you know, anywhere from 250 to low 300s. This one is right around 300,000. You know, this one will probably be sold by the time that this video is released, but just know there's plenty of other inventory available. If you're on our active inventory sheet from our website, you know, you go down to active inventory and here you can see all the new construction. So there's a couple of these that are available now, but I mean, I would say we have about 10 to 15 a month that will be at the point of being ready to be released exclusively to our network. Once we sell those, then, you know, you'll just have to wait for the next month and hope that this loan product is still available. Again, timing is crucial on this. Okay, so these are generally single family houses. You can see the rent here projected is around 1900. I think in our example, we're using 1850 just to be conservative. But this is a brand new built house, beautiful house in a growing area in Alabama. This is an area where we historically are seeing about a 9 to 12% appreciation year after year in the market values. And we're seeing probably in the 5 to 6% rental increase year after year. And those are concrete numbers and historical data that we've been able to pull on these. I know everyone wants to be conservative in your numbers, so we will run our pro forma conservatively. So this is just some general information about these type of properties and kind of what to expect. You can see the interior is very nice. I mean, a typical new build house. This example here is just putting 25% down. This is, you know, you can see this on our website. This would be a scenario where, you know, you're using a conventional loan to purchase this. So still attractive. I mean, we don't anticipate that brand new construction cash flow a crazy amount of money year one, even with putting a significant amount of money down. But that's kind of what you get with new construction. You're in a better class area. You expect better quality tenants that stay longer. You expect rental increases to go up year after year. You're buying a property for the future potential performance. You're not going to retire off of day one of cash flow. But let's actually get into our wealth calculator. This is something that is a tool that we will release to the general public. We just haven't yet. We're still in the beta version of this, refining some things. So we do have the general pro forma on our website that you can easily download and run your own numbers or use any investment calculator. What we're going to look at today is looking at a 100% finance deal. And this is a typical property. This is one, you know, we're just using an example, but the numbers came from an actual deal that we recently closed. And again, this is something that I'm personally doing. I'm going to maximize my five of these, and so is my wife, because we like the idea of growing our portfolio, especially with no money down. We all know that, you know, your return on investment is infinite if your input in the numerator on that calculator is zero. If you're no money down into a deal, your return on investment is infinite. And this is a way for you to use your cash flow or use your down payment that you were going to put on this, on something else, and do that in addition to this, assuming you have reserves. So let's look at kind of the general terms of this loan product. It's 100% down. Interest rates will vary based on you as a borrower, and they are very dynamic. So just know that, I mean, I've seen them anywhere from, you know, low sevens to eight and a half on this. It's just changing dramatically, but understand that regardless of the interest rate, whenever you put less money down on a property, it's more risk to the bank. You will have a higher interest rate when you put less money down on a property. When you put more money down on a property, you know, your interest rate will also go down because it's less risk to the bank. So just know coming in that this is a higher interest rate, but still, you know, you can refi this product if you want in the future. And this is why you need to look at the numbers to understand that, to fully conceptualize why this would make sense. So let's get into this. This is our wealth calculator. And basically what this does, we've already put in all the information in our pro forma. So this rent here is $1,850. We put a $300,000 market value, a $280,000 acquisition price, which would be the case on this particular property. And what we're looking at here is year after year, we're looking at cash flow and then looking at your overall equity. And don't get distracted by all the numbers on here. I've extrapolated the important information right here for you, which we'll go through, but I'm just showcasing to you, you know, how you can run this in the calculator. And you can essentially see that over time, you know, you start out with negative cash flow, as you would expect for most properties that have 100% financing on them. But with rental increases year after year, you would expect at some point that you are going to be positive cash flow. But it's not really about the cash flow when you're buying a property 100% financed. Your equity is what you're looking at. And your equity is going to combine the appreciation year after year, which in this example, we ran 5% to be conservative. Again, over the past 5 to 10 years in this market, we've been historically seeing an 8 to 12% appreciation. So we're being very conservative on numbers, but you know, your equity, which is your appreciation and the loan reduction, the principal pay down as a tenant pays a loan down for you, you can see your equity is going up year after year. So if you really subtract out the negative cash flow, if you can weather a few years of negative cash flow, but acquire multiple properties with no money down to grow your equity, this is a huge creative way for you to grow your portfolio where, you know, maybe you sell these in 5 years and do a 1031 exchange or do a cash out refi. But essentially, you've all of a sudden created this cash flow in this portfolio with no money out of your pocket. This calculator breaks down year after year, each kind of analysis here. But I've went ahead and pulled the numbers out of this to look at, okay, where are we at? After year five, we're starting to see a positive cash flow year after year. This is cumulative, but this is where you're at end of year positive cash flow. And we're looking at the appreciation per year and also cumulative to date. Here's your principal reduction per year. And then here's your principal reduction on the house year after year. So we can see at the end of year five, holding this property that we bought with no money down, we will roughly have $100,000 of equity in this property. And during that period of time, we would have only had a negative cash flow year after year combined of less than $9,000. However, now in year five, we are positive cash flow. We can hold this property since it's positive cash flow. And again, we've just created additional streams of income with no money down, or we can sell it and do a 1031 and take this $100,000 out of this property to then go 1031 and buy multiple other properties and get this compounding effect. And then we'll talk about the additional tax benefits. This is not showing any tax benefits year after year. This is just the equity through appreciation and debt reduction, and then the cumulative cash flow. So I've extrapolated out those important numbers we just talked about year after year to just really help you visualize, like, where are we at with this after we own it for 5 years or 10 years or whatever the case is. And again, I'm not here to convince anyone to do this. I'm just here to educate you on, does this make sense? Like, these are great properties regardless. You could come in and you could purchase them with 20% down. You could purchase them with 25% down. By the way, this 100% financing product, it is not either or. It's not 100% finance or 80%. You can come in and put whatever type of down payment you want in this property. And there is no mortgage insurance. That's a common question we get. What about PMI? Because I'm putting less than 20% down. This is a portfolio loan. There's not mortgage insurance. So keep that in mind, because even though the interest rate is a little bit higher when you have a 100% finance product, you do not have mortgage insurance, whereas you would on the conventional side. So you just got to understand, you know, all those things. But so let's look at this year. Let's go through each year of owning this property. And I think this will help you understand like how this could be strategic to help you grow your portfolio. So year one, we bought this property here with no money down. The closing costs were covered from the seller credits, and we had an annual cash flow of about negative $4,000. Okay. So first year is going to be the worst because we haven't had rental increases. So what does this mean? This means you need to have at least $4,000 in reserves. Instead of using it as your down payment, you're scheduling it away to pay the negative cash flow or to have it as a reserve to pay the expenses and the debt service on the property. But after year one on a $300,000 property at an anticipated 5% appreciation, we've built $15,000 of equity. Okay. And yes, this is an assumption on appreciation, but again, 5% is being conservative if you can run it, whatever, but 5% year after year is extremely reasonable in the Southeast, in the Sun Belt, where the population and demand is growing dramatically. I mentioned this previously, we've seen between 8 to 12% over the past 5 to 10 years in these areas. So on average. So annual loan pay down. Now, this is something that's not theoretical. This is very, very specific. When you look at an amortization scale here, we can go up to the loan. So annual loan pay down, this is not something that's theoretical. This is an exact number based on the amortization scale. Every single payment that you make, every single month, you end up making more principal reduction than interest. Now, it starts out, loans are usually front loaded with interest because banks are smart. But every single loan payment you make, you basically pay off more and more principal than the previous payment. So the longer you hold the loan, the more principal reduction you have year after year. This is showing cumulative each year. And same thing with appreciation, right? This is not saying in year two, you appreciated $30,000. This is basically at 5% appreciation, adding up first and second year appreciation, because of course, you know, it's important to look at how much equity you have in addition to how much loan pay down you have. You can look at an amortization scale, and you can kind of see the principal payment and the interest, and then principal goes up slightly each payment. This is each monthly payment. So that's just an amortization scale if you're unfamiliar with one. But this is basically in the first year, we paid down a total of almost $3,000 of principal that adds to your total equity. In year two, we would have paid down almost $6,000 of total principal reduction in addition to $30,000 of appreciation we've realized at the end of year two. And then that adds in our total equity. I've added in one more field here showing that you can take your total equity and subtract out the negative cash flow that you get year after year to show you kind of what your overall equity position is if you're reducing the cash flow from that. But equity doesn't change. This is your equity for the year. At the end of year two, we can see each year you're paying down more and more principal. The house continues to appreciate year after year, and your cash flow becomes less and less negative because we anticipate rents to go up in this area. And this is something with this team, they actually build in the rental increases, I believe at 5% per year. That's like written into their leases. So you can feel confident that rents are going up year after year. And this is all part of being in a growing area. And I didn't mention this previously, but when you're looking at 100% financed loan product, I think it makes sense to be in an area that is growing, in particular with new construction. You obviously want the house to grow and appreciate over time. That's kind of the reason why you're buying a property that's negative cash flow per se year one, because you anticipate that rents will go up year after year. The house will appreciate, the tenant will pay the loan down, and then we get the tax benefits and depreciation, which all combines to build your overall portfolio and net worth year after year. There's many people out there that buy negatively cash flowing properties and put a significant amount of money down, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40% sometimes, and the property is still negatively cash flowing. We see that a lot in expensive markets like California or New York, or maybe in some of these short-term rental assets where, you know, investors are buying them in good locations because they know even though they're negatively cash flowing now, the houses will appreciate over time. Now, I don't say go out and just buy negatively cash flowing properties all the time. You need to have reserves and a portfolio that will support this. But anytime you can come into a scenario where you bring no money out of pocket, this could be an area for you to dramatically grow your portfolio. So back to this evaluation here. Year five, I highlighted because in my mind, this is kind of the break-even point where it makes sense to maybe think about selling this property or doing a refi on it or not. You can let it continue. But at year five, you can see you no longer negative cash flow if you're expecting a rental increase of 5% per year. So at year five, you likely will be positive cash flow. You at that point, you would have had appreciation year after year at 5% of over $80,000. Your annual loan pay down at this point in time at the end of year five is about $16,500. So you combine these two, which to give you a total equity of just under $100,000, $99,000. And hey, add that $1,000 of cash flow. Basically, you got $100K to use, right? So this is kind of what we're going to be basing our discussion off of. So the question really comes down to if you had 70, it took, remember in this scenario, which this is normal, we always run our performas with a 20 to 25% down payment, which you could buy this one with 20% down. But in this example, we used 25%, which is basically called 75K. You could, if you had 75K to invest, you could use it as a down payment and buy one of these properties. And it would be a great investment and it'd be positive cash flow in a growing area. You'd still have your rental increases and appreciation year after year. Or the other thing that you potentially could do is, and again, this is, I'm just here to encourage you to think and to evaluate and think about all options you have to see what makes sense for you and your goals. Because the second scenario I'm about to explain may make more sense to you if you want to be aggressive and grow your portfolio. And at the end, I will explain exactly why we are personally doing this exact strategy. So instead of taking 75K and putting it as a down payment on one of these properties, what you could essentially do is you could take that 75K and carve out a percentage of it as reserves to pay your negative cash flow and then use no money down to buy five properties, where after 5 years, you will see just by simply owning multiple doors, even though they are negative cash flow in the beginning, you will have significantly greater net worth and equity available that you created without putting any money down versus putting money down and buying just one property. And so this is the interesting thing to me. If you look at this, we've calculated this per year. So if you bought one property, your negative cash flow combined year after year, assuming you have a 5% rental increase, we've already factored in vacancy. And by the way, in these numbers, these were extrapolated from our pro forma. We've already factored in vacancy and maintenance and things like this, although that should be limited. It should be minimal on new construction. So that's already included. But over the course of 5 years, you would expect if you bought one of these properties, you would have had a negative cash flow of about $8,500. That means, maybe you round up to $10,000. You kept $10,000 of reserves out of your 75K to cover the negative cash flow on this, which would have left you 65K to go and invest elsewhere. Or the other option you could do is you could look at, since we're limited to five of these investment properties per person, you could say, maybe I will keep 10K per property in reserve for negative cash flow to get me over the next 5 years, but I will then go and buy five properties with no money down to allow me to grow my net worth more year after year. So in this scenario, when you buy five properties, because that's a limit with this portfolio loan, you would have a negative cash flow over the course of 4 to 5 years of roughly 4,200. So round that up just to be conservative, call it 50K that you keep in reserve. But after, here's the important thing, after 5 years of ownership across five properties, and just again, looking at this one property example, we had around $100,000 of equity after 5 years, putting no money down because of the appreciation and the loan pay down of $100,000. So you multiply that by five, and that's $500,000 roughly of equity that you've created without putting any money down. Now, granted, you have not cash flowed on this over the past 5 years, or not significantly, but you have just grown your portfolio by five properties in a growing area that is building equity year after year. So you can look at this scenario, maybe compare and contrast to say, all right, does it make more sense for me to put $75,000 down to buy one of these properties to be positive cash flow over the next 5 years and still have some growth and appreciation and debt reduction? Or do I maybe take a more creative, different approach where I take $50,000 of that, I keep it in reserve for negative cash flow, but I use a no money down option to buy 5 properties. That's going to exponentially increase my net worth in 5 years, that then I can go and cash out refi, or I can sell at a gain in 1031 that money to buy multiple other properties and scale up and up and up. Now, each person is going to have different goals, and this would make sense for each individual in a different scenario. For me, I like to be aggressive. I want to grow my portfolio. I don't necessarily need cash flow today, but I do like the idea of growing my portfolio creatively however I can with less money out of pocket, because again, capital is the most limiting factor for everyone. Anytime you can buy a property with no money down, it's going to allow you to excel and grow your portfolio quicker than you would otherwise, versus the alternative of bringing in partners, of, you know, just saving up a down payment for the next property. So I like the idea of controlling more real estate, and I do not need cash flow immediately. But from a return on investment standpoint, this actually makes sense to me, especially once you factor in the tax benefits. And here's what I'm personally doing, okay? And here's the reason why I'm going to go out and buy 5 of these with no money down, and so is my wife, so we can acquire 10 total properties. And I'm okay, because I will save the reserve. I'll save the $50K per portfolio of 5 properties in reserve for negative cash flow over the next 5 years. But here's why that makes sense to do this for me, especially. The one thing we didn't talk about on here is the tax benefits, right? We've got the cash flow analysis. We've got the, we've got the appreciation year after year. We've got the loan pay down, the principal reduction to build equity, but we have not combined the tax benefits and evaluated the tax benefits. Now, if you just take the normal depreciation, it's, you know, on a $300,000 house, you divide that by 27 and a half years, and that basically comes out to almost $11,000 annually of just normal depreciation, in addition to your mortgage interest, the property management expenses, your tax and insurance payments. You probably have per property $20,000 of additional tax deductions year after year. This is probably each year just through normal appreciation, which we just factored in as around $11K per year, plus your additional tax benefits. So you probably have around $20K of tax benefits per property that you buy. So if you multiply that by 5 properties, you would have created around $100,000. And this is rough estimate, different for each person, around $100,000 of additional tax benefits that you didn't have otherwise, just because you grew your portfolio, by 5 properties immediately. Also, this negative cash flow, that factors in something, right? That is a tax benefit as well. If you truly look at it, do not forget that, because it's negative $4,000 in year one, negative three in year two. I mean, this is creating a loss on the property that will reduce the tax basis on this property when you go to sell it or whatever the case is. This isn't just negative cash flow. This is also a tax deduction as well. And that's extremely important to remember. So you probably have, on a conservative side, around $20K of additional tax benefits per property, furthering the point that buying 5 properties would create a largeable taxable incentive for you. And then you can take it one step further. If this is something that fits within your criteria and goals, you can qualify for the real estate professional status like we personally do. What we will do is then take accelerated depreciation on this portfolio to further reduce our taxable liability this year. If anyone's listened to me for any sort of period of time, I am most excited and passionate about the tax benefits from rental real estate that it provides, and using that strategically to reduce our taxable liability every single year. That way we have more money to reinvest and buy more properties and actually earn a return on, versus just giving that money to Uncle Sam and never seeing it again. And so this is where real estate far and above exceeds any other asset class, is being able to utilize these tax incentives that no other asset class has to further your investing career. And so what we will do is we will take these properties that we're buying and we'll take accelerated depreciation on them. We'll run cost segregation studies on them, and we'll reduce our taxable liability by this year. And we will create a massive tax deduction without putting any money out of pocket. It is crazy how impactful this can be if you do it strategically and do it appropriately. Not everyone can qualify for accelerated depreciation, but even normal tax deductions, if you're creating a $100,000 tax deduction from buying 5 properties with no money down, that's huge. That's dramatic, in addition to the equity that you're growing through appreciation and loan pay down. But what we do personally is we will take these five properties. I generally get my cost seg studies or my accelerated depreciation. They usually come in on residential within around 25%. I've had some that have come in as high as 40%. In fact, two of the more expensive properties we bought this last year, they came in at 40 and 42%. That was huge. I generally run my numbers at 25% of the purchase price. We won't get complicated here. Technically, you remove land, which land could be 10K. It's very minimal in these cases. But generally speaking, 25% is a pretty conservative estimate because most of mine are coming in between 30 to 40% as far as the accelerated depreciation I can take year one. So everyone wants to be conservative. That's why I ran 25% on the accelerated depreciation from the cost segregation study. Take 25% of 300K. That's essentially $75,000 immediate write-off that we will claim because we're real estate professionals in year one. And that is against all income sources. That is against, you know, my wife, she still works as an optometrist occasionally, very seldom, but I mean, that will write off against that income, any capital gains we have, any active income. When you're a real estate professional, that's across all income. And that's a huge benefit to us. But the $75,000, that's just one property. So if we were to times that by five, basically we've taken a tax deduction or we've created a loss of $375,000. That's extremely conservative. I'm guessing it's going to be closer to $500,000. So this will reduce, you know, and then if we do this with another five, that will just double that. But if we look at our tax bracket, call it 39% tax bracket, that's essentially almost $150,000 of actual tax savings that we've had here that we would have had to pay otherwise. And again, we created that all without putting any sort of money down. So this is not something everyone will do with the accelerated depreciation. I just wanted to share with you what I will personally be doing on these and why this is exciting to me. Because I can weather the storm with some negative cash flow. I'm quite okay with the negative cash flow for first few years. And I understand that, look, when you buy something with 100% financing, you're probably going to be negative cash flow out of the gates. It would be unrealistic to assume that those are going to be positive cash flow. So if you don't like that scenario and you think you want to, it would be to your advantage to buy a property where you're cash flow positive day one, well, then certainly put the money down, right? And make it a positive cash flow. But I think it's always good to just run the numbers and compare based on what your ultimate goals are. Like, does this make sense? Would you be better off holding your money in reserve to pay the negative cash flow, knowing that you're buying a property that's appreciating year after year, the rents are going up year after year, and the loan is certainly being paid down by the tenant as they pay that property off for you to allow you to scale and grow your portfolio quicker to then, you know, at the 5-year point where you have, if you bought five of these, call it 500K in equity, then, you know, that's significant. That's something that you can then sell these properties off and do a 1031 exchange and parlay that 500K that you put no money down on into a larger commercial deal. That could immediately break you into something like that, a larger multifamily, or you just rinse and repeat and do this again. So this is why this stuff is exciting to me. We're excited about the no money down product. I understand that it takes a little bit to wrap your head around. This is not something that everyone will qualify for and not something that makes sense for everyone based on your portfolio. But I encourage you to always be a savvy investor, to understand what your investment options are and to look at just, you know, what makes the most sense and how can you be creative to grow your portfolio over time. And we all know that, I mean, if you're looking to build financial independence in rental real estate, it's scalability is the name of the game. And so often when I'm working with newer investors and they're trying to reverse engineer their goals and criteria to essentially say, hey, I want to be at, you know, I want to be at $10,000 a month passive income within the next 7 to 10 years. And it's like, okay, well, let's reverse engineer that. How are you going to get there? And the biggest obstacle that everyone comes across is I only have this amount of money to buy this amount of properties year after year. And so that requires us to go out and be creative, to bring in partnerships, to look at exploring things like a HELOC on your primary residence to reinvest, maybe looking into retirement vehicles to say, should you roll over your IRA to self-directed IRA to use that money to reinvest, or, you know, yeah, possibly partnering with people or refinancing some of your current properties or selling in 1031. And like, what else can you do to be creative, to grow your portfolio quicker? Because we know that just investing in the right locations and letting real estate do what it does with time will be your biggest advocate here of just year after year growing your portfolio, both in equity and cash flow as rents go up year after year. And then you just, you know, recycle that. And it's cool when you get to the point where your properties are buying properties. But this is one of those creative options that might be beneficial for people to come in and grow their portfolio year after year and immediately have a larger portfolio out of the gates without hindering your financial position and causing a lot of or requiring a lot of money out of pocket. If you understand the strategy with this and you are accepting a negative cash flow scenario, potentially on these for the first 3 to 5 years, knowing that you're growing your equity and there's a bigger play here. So this is interesting, you guys. This is something I'm personally doing. We literally just found out about this new investor 100% finance product last week, and something we've been diving into fully understand all the details with it. So this is something we're personally going to be doing. We're going to be building equity over time through the ways we talked about. We are going to take the tax benefits and then even expedite those with accelerated depreciation to allow us to be creative investors and continue to scale our portfolio. And that's something that is ultimately the goal. So if this is of interest to you, I really hope this helped to explain like the strategy behind it. I know I didn't go through loan details, but essentially, or at least not extensively, if you want to explore this further, at least see if you would even qualify for this type of loan product, certainly reach out to your R2R representative, have them put you in touch with the credit union, the bank that is offering this product, to see if you would qualify. That way you are at least aware of what these options are. We only have probably, I would say, like in the beginning, 10 to 15 of these properties, these Alabama properties that will qualify for this, because there is a max loan amount of 500 per property. And you can have five of these if you so choose. And if you qualify for them, they won't finance you more on this portfolio loan more than five properties. So that means really 2 to 3 investors, you know, per month will have the availability to secure these properties and use this loan product on. So, and we don't know how long the credit union is going to offer this. You know, if there's a lot of people using this loan product, they may determine that they only have the lending threshold to, you know, or lending capability to do, you know, five a month. Who knows? And moving forward. So timing is somewhat crucial on this. If you're interested in this, if this seems like it's compatible with your goals, go get pre-qualified with the credit union, reach out to your R2R rep and let them know that this is something you want to explore. Make sure you're running the numbers. I obviously went through the numbers on here, but I think it's certainly good practice for you to go through and run your own numbers to fully understand like how this works and how this makes sense. And then of course, feel free to reach out to your R2R representative to have them further explain this or kind of walk through this and look at what current property availability is. So anyways, guys, we're here to, you know, always present the most unique and creative options in real estate investing as we see them. This is something I'm super pumped about because I have not seen it in my history of investing, this type of loan product. Certainly you want to use leverage responsibly, and you do that by simply knowing the numbers and seeing how you're planning ahead for this with reserves and knowing how, you know, what your overall strategy is. But if you know that and this makes sense, this can be a huge benefit to the people that are looking to scale their portfolio. So we'll be happy to answer additional questions. Thank you for your time, you guys.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on whatever podcast platform you use. And also don't forget to leave us a review, take a screenshot, and email that screenshot to podcast@renttoretirement.com. We'll get you a $10 gift card and enter you into a $500 closing cost raffle that we'll be drawing at the end of June 2023. Also, don't forget, if you want a copy of Zach's report on the top 20 markets to invest in 2023, just send an email to podcast@renttoretirement.com and we'll get that report sent out to you as soon as possible. Again, really appreciate the time you spent educating yourself today. We'll talk to you on the next episode.